Hello listeners, welcome back, welcome for the first time to the BWR podcast. Today's interview is with former Tough Enough star from the 2011 Revival series and current Lucha Underground star Martin Casaus, aka Marty the Moth Martinez. I really enjoyed doing this interview. It's only about half an hour long, so you won't be listening to it for long, but it's really good. And if time constraints wouldn't have got in the way in my part, I probably would have gone on for a lot longer. So thank you very much for listening, guys. And if you can, please give me feedback at Brit Wrestling Revival. Follow us on Facebook, the British Wrestling Revival blog. Yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed this interview.
All right.
First of all, could you please introduce yourselves to the listeners of the BWR podcast?
Yes, hello. My name is Martin Casaus. I am also known as Marty the Moth Martinez on Lucha Underground and Martin Casaus on WWE Tough Enough 2011 with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right, let's talk about growing up for you. Who inspired you to become a wrestler growing up, and have you ever wrestled anyone who inspires you?
My biggest one was Goldberg. I was a big football player, and so Goldberg inspired me. But then I saw Shawn Michaels. So Shawn Michaels is actually the one that did most of the inspiring. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get in the ring with him. But I loved watching Stone Cold Steve Austin when I was younger, and I was able to be in the ring with him during my Tough Enough run. So that was fun. I never got to have a match with him, but still fun being in the ring and standing across the ropes across from Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I bet. You're apparently trained by Steve Nielsen and Derek Jannetty. How did you get involved in wrestling training, and how was your experience?
It was far better than what I hear. I hear horror stories about people getting beat up and ruined for money. I had a fairy tale, sounds like. I went to WWE. A local guy handed me a flyer saying there was a school here in Utah, in the state of Utah, Salt Lake. And I went to the school, and because I was athletic, I caught on early, and I started training. And then I was in a show weeks later. I caught on quick, but I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I was probably in the ring way too early, but it was a blast, actually. I got lucky on this one. Definitely a good time.
Fair enough. What are your thoughts on the Utah wrestling scene then? Is it quite sparse or quite highly populated?
It is the opposite, actually. I didn't even know you could get into wrestling at all. I thought it was just something 20 TV guys did in WCW and 30 guys did in WWE. So I didn't even know you could get into wrestling. So now that I've learned, and I learned that there's wrestling outside of what I see on TV, we only have really one place to wrestle here in Salt Lake. Only one place to train versus California. You have a wrestling place every other block. So unfortunately, starting out was a little bit slower because just no one – knew how to do anything really from Utah, more than the Utah bubble, I like to call it. But once I figured out there's more wrestling outside of the state, I went out and traveled to California, started doing shows on TV, and Utah bubble sucks, but hey, it started me off very well, and I've seen that with some pretty good success between Tough Enough and Lucha. So it's worked out well for me.
I guess as well, it takes away the like rubbish trainers in the area if you've got loads of training schools.
It does, yeah. It takes that away. Some of them, that the good advantage of having a small place like this where it's not every a school across the street, is that most everybody here in Utah pretty much knows everybody. So if you start a training school, most of the time you went to our training and then quit because you couldn't make it and start your own school. So I know they're fake, so that definitely helps. So I'm kind of lucky in that aspect, but Oh, wrestling.
Yeah, speaking of training, who would you say out of anyone, dead or alive, you would want to have a seminar with or be trained by if you go back and get trained again? And why?
Easy. I still think Shawn Michaels is the greatest wrestler of all time. I feel like Shawn Michaels, you can tell he's having fun when he's out there. You can see it in his face. And that's just, I would love to sit in a seminar with Shawn Michaels. He's still alive, thank God. But I just feel like he's got so much knowledge that I would love to be in a seminar with Shawn Michaels.
I guess as well that's good for the people who train at the Performance Center who have him over there at the moment to impart his knowledge.
Exactly. He's carried a company for that long, as long as he did, so he knows something, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. You're, of course, Marty the Moth Martinez in Lucha Underground. How did you join in Lucha come about? What's the atmosphere like in the temple?
Absolutely incredible. So I was on WWE Tough Enough, and the executive producer of that show was also the executive producer on Lucha Underground. So he remembered me, and before Lucha Underground ever started, a year before we even got anything down on paper, he said, "We're bringing Lucha Libre to America. Would you be part of it?" I said, "Heck yeah." So I kept in touch with him for that year. Finally, Lucha Underground started, and I was one of the first guys signed. So I was lucky as far as that aspect. I didn't have to do any tryouts or anything like that. They just remembered me from Tough Enough. And I got lucky as far as that aspect. Also, same as Son of Havoc and Evil East, they were on the same Tough Enough with me. And because of that connection, we were able to just go right to Lucha fairly early. So that was definitely a blessing. Lucha Underground, that temple, though, that is honestly, I've wrestled in front of 20,000 people in Mexico. I've been on Raw. All amazing experiences. But that temple, it's such... It's about 400 people so close to you, you can land on them. It's so intimate. They're so up in your face, and they're so crazy. I believe the temple is a character of its own, and the believers in that temple are a character of its own as well. It's an atmosphere I can only compare to. I don't know if you ever watched the old ECW arena. But that's what I attribute to. Just the people there are insane. They love everything that's happening. And they're just as much as a character as we are in the ring. I love that place.
Sounds good. You also wrestle for AAA. How different is it to Lucha Underground? And how are the fans in Mexico compared to America?
It's quite a difference. There's definitely a language barrier. I don't speak as much Spanish as I'd like to. And there's usually... thousands and thousands of people there versus Lucha Underground is only about 450 to have a packed house before the fire marshal will come in and kick us out. But Lucha Underground, it's a blast because you don't need to speak the same language in order to piss people off. So I'm a heel and a bad guy there, and it's great because you don't need to speak the same language to make people angry. So it's a blast at AAA. It's the language barrier kind of sucks, but that's why I'm teaching myself Spanish. So, it's a good thing for me to learn anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of, going back to Lucha Underground, you've had the chance to work with the likes of Paul London, Shane Strickland, and also the likes of Phoenix. How is it to work with some of the best talent in the world, and how do the crowd react to you in Lucha Underground?
It's amazing. Such great talent in that locker room. Everyone brings something different to the table. How people reacting, it's awkward, to be honest, when people walk out because here's a tidbit of information about Lucha Underground. There's no entrance music. So they just tell you to walk out there and it's dead quiet. And then once people realize, hey, here he comes, whether they like you or they hate you, you learn about it pretty quick. Because there's no entrance music to say, oh, here comes Mario the Moth, or here comes the Phoenix, or here comes Killshot. They just, once they see you, they react. So that's always interesting and fun. But it's so good at the temple. Everyone there, has kept up the storylines. It's so hard to get Lucha Underground tickets that those people that are there know every storyline. They've seen most matches or every episode, and they're such great fans that they'll let you know whether they love or hate you very quickly. So it's such, because it's so hard to get tickets, the people that do get tickets are the hardcore fans. And it's amazing. Honestly, it's the best job in the world, I think.
Yeah, you could say the same about the likes of PWG in America, how hard it is to get tickets and how you know that the people there will be quite knowledgeable.
Exactly. They know everything about you. They know everything about the dirt sheets and any rumors they have about you. It's great because they'll sit after the show and wait to get an autograph or a hug or a picture. And they know everything about you. If there's something personal going on in the wrestler's lives, they'll talk to you about it and say best wishes or good luck with this or that. So it's very, very similar to the PWG crowd. In fact, some of them are probably the same people.
Mm. You were previously part of the 2011 revival of Tough Enough. How was your experience? Would you say it opened a lot of doors for you afterwards?
Absolutely. I kept in contact with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Being able to text somebody like that is incredibly valuable because he actually, there's some people there on WWE Tough Enough who was there for a paycheck. I'm not going to name names, but I feel like there was some there for a paycheck. And then there's Stone Cold Steve Austin who actually was there to make wrestling better. He genuinely loves wrestling. And so he was there to make the product better. After the show, he went and critiqued some of my matches, helped give me sort of advice, and just helped me where he saw things could improve. And so that was invaluable. Also, being there with someone in that caliber, that's just an amazing resource to have for you. So Tough Enough was one hell of an experience. It was interesting. I don't know if you saw it, but yeah, it was quite... There's definitely a TV aspect to it. We're wearing cheerleading outfits and that kind of crap, but
yeah,
I'd rather dress a cheerleading outfit if I can get Stone Cold Steve Austin to help me out my wrestling career.
And if you can get a WWE contract in the process as well, I guess.
Exactly. That was the original goal. Now, honestly, I think everything happens for a reason. My ankle broke. I wasn't doing anything stupid. I wasn't doing anything that I could have gone back and changed. So everything happens for a reason, and I think Lucha Underground is the reason why I didn't win WWE Tough Enough, is because I'm supposed to be here at Lucha.
What were your thoughts as well on working with the likes of Booker T, Trish Stratus, Bill DeMott?
Amazing. Once you're there, you've got to have to take a step back from, holy crap, this is Steve Austin or Booker T or Trish Stratus. I saw you while I was growing up. You have to step back. You say, okay, this is just my trainer now. I'm here to beat this competition and win a contract. So for me, it's gotten real easy now to step out and just do. I love competition. So it's gotten easy for me to step out of myself and just say, this is not Steve Austin. This is my trainer, Steve. So it was after that. After the competition was over, then I could be excited, like, holy crap, that's Steve Austin. But it's good that I've been able to separate the two and just treat it like a competition, because that's honestly, if you're sitting there being so excited that you're talking to somebody of that caliber, you're not going to perform as well as you are because you're excited about what's going on. Yay! No. So it was good. I definitely had a blessed life and a lot of experiences a lot of people would be okay with dying with.
What would you say as well on your thoughts on the 2011 Tough Enough compared to like last year's, where people had to send in like videos and it was more based on them living in the performance center?
I'm curious. I didn't even actually get to watch the new year's Tough Enough.
Right, fair enough.
I've heard some interesting reviews, good and bad. However, I think it's kind of cool where they get to interact with fans in real time, where we didn't get to do that. Because when you're in the ring there, you're going to have to interact with fans and be aware of what people are saying around you. And so I think I kind of like that aspect of where you get to interact with fans the entire time. And social media was such a huge part of the newest Tough Enough compared to 2011. So I actually kind of liked that aspect of it. But again, I didn't get to see any episodes. So I just heard from everybody talking about the newest seasons, how interesting it was. Did you enjoy that more or what?
Yeah, kind of. It was more of like a talent show sort of based, but I liked the more like crowd interaction and also the judges like Paige and Daniel Bryan being there as well to critique stuff from the episode.
Yeah, definitely. I could see that being something very good for those guys.
Yeah.
So, those are guns.
Of course, I am based in the UK. Do you want to come over to the UK in the future? And if so, who would you want to face and why?
I would like to. I'm just hearing so much buzz about him. But I would like to get a piece of Will Ospreay and Marty Scurll. I hung out with Marty Scurll when he came and did PWG. I would like to get a piece of those two. They're just so talented. I just want to try getting in the ring with them and see how our styles can mix in together. Again, everybody brings something different to the ring, and I think wrestling both of them would be entirely different matches, but that'll be very fun and entertaining to be in.
Yeah, well, by the looks of things, both of them two are going to be over in the States a lot more due to their exclusive deals with Ring of Honor next year. So won't be seeing them a lot next year in the UK.
Awesome. Yeah, good for them. Congratulations to them. That's awesome. Nice to hear.
Yeah, definitely. Two great talents. Anyway, I read online you also do acting and are signed to an agency. Would you say this is a viable option for you when you finish wrestling?
Absolutely. I just did the most recent Adam Sandler movie. And so I'm hoping stuff like that continues. Obviously, I can't fall down forever, but Marty the Moth has been able to give me a chance to do some acting. And honestly, I believe in the wrestling world, the acting part of Marty the Moth has captured more people's attention than anything I do in the wrestling ring. It's just people catch onto the character more than like a 450 that Prince Puma does. Mm. Remember the craziness, and you know, every one day and make some stuff happen there. I definitely see movies in the future.
What are your thoughts?
You watch it, right?
On Lucha Underground, basically with the whole thing with like Son of Havoc being under a mask when he's in normal wrestling, he's known as Matt Cross. You know, what are your thoughts on all of that? The whole character aspect of Lucha Underground.
It's fun. Some of the stuff is Lucha does is interesting, because Matt Cross, he can't be Matt Cross. And I understand that. I understand publishing and trademarking a character, so I understand that, Vic. I do think it's weird with some of the stuff Lucha does, like where Matt Cross has this weird dubbed over voice that makes him sound very. I don't know, that voice of his in Lucha Underground when it's shot on TV just sounds super weird. Hello, yes, I would do this. It just sounds very weird. And the funny thing is, I don't know why they do that, because Matt. He sounds like an idiot. Voice to make him sound really, really deep. I don't know what the point of that one is, but I definitely understand making it a character and not just letting him be Son of Havoc or Matt Cross. Gotta have characters, so it's still a business.
What are your future ambitions still in wrestling, and where do you see yourself in around 3 to 5 years' time in wrestling?
My ambitions is to get in the ring with as many people as I physically can in as many states as I can. I think everyone brings something to the table, and I would like to take a little bit of peace from everybody just get in the ring with everybody I can. 3 to 5 years, I'm hearing some amazing rumors about Lucha Underground, and I heard stuff about actual movies. I've heard stuff about series, etc. So honestly, wherever Lucha Underground goes, that's where I'm going to be. And I'm hoping that you'll see movies and these action figures that I'm hearing about and stuff like that in wrestling. That's where I plan on being, wherever Lucha Underground goes. If not, I'll look other places. But I'm going to be a Lucha Underground guy as long as Lucha Underground's around. So I'm hoping for big things for Lucha Underground. I'm seeing big things coming in Lucha Underground's future. And as long as the Believers are out there, and it sounds like they are, even over in the UK, Lucha Underground's going to be doing some big things here. Again, I'm also going to be doing some of my film career as well. So this newest Adam Sandler is going to help tremendously for me as well. So wherever Lucha Underground is, that's where I'll be. And I see Lucha Underground being some big things here in the next 5 years.
That's great to hear.
You'd buy a Mario Moth action figure, wouldn't you, Sam?
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Gotta answer.
I'd have to pay a lot on customs, though. That'd be the only problem.
I'll take care of it for you when he does, man.
Because that's why I'd never buy any shirts off pro wrestling tees. Because it cost me double to get it over it.
Oh, man. I believe it. But anyway,
what would you say has been your favorite match of your career so far, and why?
Let's see. Honestly, it's probably going to be the Weapons of Mass Destructions match with a guy named Killshot. I don't know if you saw that there at Lucha Underground. The reason why was because the Lucha Underground and the fans knew they liked Mario the Moth and they liked Killshot. They just weren't quite sure. We weren't given any time, really, to show what we were able to do. Exactly. Before the match, the writers and Vampiro set us aside and put some pressure on us, saying, you're getting handed the ball, so... I'm not saying it's never going to happen again, but you're being handed the ball for the main event spot at Lucha Underground, and what you do with it right now is going to determine a lot of things for your future. No pressure. Oh, okay. So there's pressure. And no, honestly, I think the match just went so smooth. Someone as talented as Killshot makes life super easy. He just flowed with me. The match was so, granted, it was painful as hell. It was just so fun. And, someone with his caliber of talent makes it so easy as well. So after the match was over, I think then I realized that was the best match, my favorite match, because the pressure was so high that this is their handing you the ball on a major network to hold the main event spot. And I know I could do it. Killshot knew he could do it. They just didn't know yet. So we did very well in that match. It seems like we did break us out so that people did believe, oh, these guys can actually go. So that's why I think that one's probably going to be going down right now as my favorite match. It's just so smooth, so easy, and Killshot's an amazingly talented worker. So I think that one's going to stick out to me. And every time I do a podcast, that's the one that comes up. So that's, to me, is the one that is near and dear to my heart there. And my head, because there's 7 staples in my head after.
Who else would you like to face on the Lucha Underground roster that, you know, you haven't already?
Honestly, Matt Cross was on WWE Tough Enough with me. Matt Cross has been in Lucha Underground with me from the very beginning, and I had yet to get in the wrestling ring with him for more than 2 seconds. In fact, I don't even know if we touched each other while in there. After I broke my ankle on Tough Enough, he even came to my home state of Utah and wrestled, but because my leg was still broken, he wrestled my best friend. So we've been such good friends for so long, but we've never been actually in the ring together. So I think wrestling him would be something I really want to get on, get that taken care of, as well as Paul London. Paul London just came out with the Rabbit Tribe, the Lucha Underground, and me and Paul London, once we first met, we just clicked. So he's now like one of my best friends, and I would just love to be in the ring with him, with his crazy the rabbit character that he's got going on versus my crazy moth character. So let's mix our crazies and see what happens and see what the believers think. So I think those two are someone I want to get in the ring with this season in season 4 of Lucha Underground.
That would be great. Where can the listeners find you on social media? Where can people, promoters, book you for shows?
Find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Martin Casaus, C-A-S-A-U-S. It's my real name. Get used to hearing it. If you don't know how to spell it or forget, look up Marty the Moth and it'll pop up. If I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, hit me up. Send me a message. I always try to reply back to my messages and get back to fans as soon as I can. Promoters, I'd love to get down to UK. Book MartyC at Gmail. That's going to be my booking email. So send me an email message. Send me a message on either one of my social media platforms, and I would love to be down in a wrestling ring near you. So maybe me and Killshot can recreate some Weapons of Mass Destruction madness there in the UK.
I'll hopefully see you over here live when you come over, hopefully. Have you got any exciting plans for next year in terms of wrestling that you want to share on the podcast?
Let's see. As far as wrestling, my main focus is Lucha Underground because I've opened 2 businesses up. I'm a stockbroker and I've been doing more film stuff. So with wrestling, I'm kind of just keeping things easy, letting Lucha Underground go, wrestling where I'd like to work. I've gotten a lot more selective on places I'd like to work. But I'm going to probably go down to WrestleMania weekend and have some fun this time. I'm really wanting actually doing more and more movie stuff rather than wrestling stuff. So between my businesses and the acting, that's what my 2017 is going to look like. I'll probably end up moving to Los Angeles down there, and you'll probably be seeing me in a lot more movie roles than you were in wrestling. However, I'm still going to be in wrestling, kicking the crap out of people in Mexico, kicking the crap out of people at Lucha Underground, and being all up in your TV screens.
Finally, any future dates or projects that you wish to plug, you know, any sort of links or anything?
Yes, if you are a wrestler anywhere near Utah, go to UCW0.com, and that's where you're going to find where I started. Or if you're just a wrestler and wants to get started, find the closest school near you and work your butt off. I'll work everybody else there. I'll be at Freak Show here, Sin Bodhi's Freak Show in Las Vegas next in 2 weeks. Other than that, I kind of cleared my schedule for the rest of this year here to kind of take my some time off, since I actually have to play boyfriend too. So kind of running 5 different lives here, so I figured good boyfriend is going to be, should be one of them. So I'll be over at Kills. I will be at Freak Show in Las Vegas. Lucha Underground starts shooting again supposedly in January. I hope that everybody in UK gets a chance to tune in, watch, and I hear rumors of us touring, so maybe one day we could all go down there physically.
Thank you very much for your time today. That's about it, really.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you having me on. Everybody watch this man's podcast. Enjoy him, love him, promote him, support him. And, man, I just appreciate you having me on.